This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged people to celebrate the upcoming festive season with Swadeshi products and make vocal for local their mantra. Sharing thoughts in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi remarked that festivals are coming one after another in the coming days and GST Bachat Utsav is also going on. He called upon people to make the resolve of buying products that are produced in the country.
Aane wale dinon mein ek ke baad ek tyohar aur khushiyan aane wali hai. Har parv par hum kharidari bhi khub karte hain aur is baar to GST Bachat Utsav bhi chal raha hai. अगर हम ठान लें कि इस बार त्योहार सिर्फ स्वदेशी चीजों से ही मनाएंगे तो देखिएगा हमारे उत्सव की रौनक कई गुना बढ़ जाएगी. वोकल फॉर लोकल को खरीदारी का मंत्र बना दीजिए, ठान लीजिए हमेशा के लिए जो देश में तैयार हुआ है वही खरीदेंगे.
गांधी जयंती विल बी ऑब्जर्व्ड ऑन द 2nd ऑफ अक्टूबर. प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी सेड महात्मा गांधी ऑलवेज एम्फसाइज्ड ऑन द अडॉप्शन ऑफ स्वदेशी एंड खादी was the most prominent among them. Mr. Modi urged everyone to buy a khadi product on the 2nd of October and share it on social media with the hashtag Vocal for Local. Mr. Modi highlighted the feat of two brave officers of the Indian Navy who stayed at sea for 8 months during the Navika Sagar Parikrama. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister spoke to the Lieutenant Commander Dilna and Lieutenant Commander Rupa. Prime Minister Modi said he was thrilled to hear about the tremendous courage they have shown. He expressed confidence that their hard work, success and achievements will inspire the youth, especially the girls of the country. Mr. Modi remarked that this 126th episode of Mann Ki Baat holds significance as today is the birth anniversary of freedom fighter Bhagat Singh and singer Lata Mangeshkar. Offering tributes to Lata Mangeshkar, Prime Minister Modi noted that her songs stir human emotions and her patriotic songs inspire people greatly.
आज भारत की दो महान विभूतियों की जयंती है. मैं बात कर रहा हूँ शहीद भगत सिंह और लता दीदी की. अमर शहीद भगत सिंह हर भारतवासी विशेषकर देश के युवाओं के लिए एक प्रेरणापुंज है. निर्भीकता उनके स्वभाव में कूट कूट कर भरी थी. मैं शहीद भगत सिंह जी को आदरपूर्वक श्रद्धांजलि अर्पित करता हूँ. आज लता मंगेशकर की भी जयंती है. भारतीय संस्कृति और संगीत में रुचि रखने वाला कोई भी उनके गीतों को सुनकर अभिभूत हुए बिना नहीं रह सकता. मैं लता दीदी के लिए हृदय से अपनी श्रद्धांजलि प्रकट करता हूँ.
The death toll in stampede at a political rally in Karur, Tamil Nadu has risen to 39. More than 50 people have been admitted to various hospitals following injury. More than 23 are receiving treatment at ICU. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has announced 10 lakh rupees ex gratia for the families of those who lost their lives in the stampede yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed their anguish at the tragic loss of lives in the stampede. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has stated that India has a neighbour that is an epicentre of global terrorism, but India has confronted the challenge of terrorism since independence. In his address at the general debate of the 80th session of the UN General Assembly, Dr. Jayashankar underlined that for decades now, major international terrorist attacks are traced back to that one country. He further stated that UN's designated lists of terrorists are replete with its nationals. Russia has reiterated its support for India's bid for a permanent seat in the United Nations Security Council. At the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov emphasized the need for reform in the UNSC to reflect the current global landscape. He stated that Russia backs India's application for a permanent seat, along with Brazil, to enhance representation from Asia, Africa and Latin America. In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will face off in the Asia Cup final in Dubai today at 8 p.m. IST. And with that, we end this news bulletin.